With no deal reached by a midnight deadline, the United Auto Workers is now on strike against Ford, Stellantis, and General Motors. WDET's Alex McLennan reports from a picket line outside a Ford plant in Wayne, Michigan.
A lot has changed since the UAW's last contract with Detroit's Big Three was signed in 2019. The union is now under the leadership of its first member-elected president, Sean Fain, who was on the picket line at Ford's Wayne, Michigan assembly plant as the strike began.
We're going to be out here until we get our share of economic justice, and it doesn't matter how long it takes. That's up to the companies.
The bargaining tactics are also new. Instead of striking against one automaker at a time, the UAW has stopped work at three plants, one belonging to each Detroit car company. But on the first night of picketing, it wasn't just membership at Ford's factory in Wayne. Other represented workers were out in force too, like Bill Bagwell.
I've been a member for 38 years. I work at General Motors, Local 174 in Ypsilanti.
Bagwell has been around unions for a while and says he has faith in the new leadership.
Heck, I stood behind criminal leaders. Why wouldn't I stand behind leaders that are honest and true and telling me what's happening?
One thing UAW bargaining teams want to see is higher wages, with union president Sean Fain underscoring that car company executives make hundreds of times what workers do. Scott Haars has been a UAW member for 2.5 years. He makes about $23 an hour, which he says isn't enough.
If we don't get overtime, we're struggling paycheck to paycheck. And even with overtime, we shouldn't be expected to work 50, 60 hours to be able to maintain our lives.
Cost of living adjustments are also something Haars and others want, and it's an item union bargaining teams have been pushing, along with a return to traditional pensions.
I'm not signing anything if they don't protect the retirees. Hey,
exactly. The retirees.
That's Marie Felice, who is picketing next to Haas Baydoun.
Listen, the people that retired 30 years ago, if people retire now, are getting the same pay.
Yeah.
How is that fair?
Yeah, and I'm less than 3 years away from retirement.
Same thing with me.
Felice and Baydoun also want higher wages and have an idea of why they don't already have it.
Selfish corporate greed.
Exactly, that's all it is.
The United Auto Workers Union is demanding an end to the two-tier wage system in their negotiations with Detroit's automakers. Ford says they're willing to end the practice. General Motors and Stellantis have been hesitant. In a message to employees, GM executive Gerald Johnson says the automaker is willing to shorten the amount of time for new workers to reach vested status.
We have promoted and welcomed 6,000 flexible workers to full employment over the past 4 years, and our offer cuts progression time in half, plus a $20 hour wage rate for flexible workers.
Executives from Ford and GM have both called their wage and benefit proposals historic. Stellantis has accused the UAW's leadership of not negotiating in a responsible manner, while UAW President Sean Fain says the automakers waited too long to take contract talks seriously. But, that said, negotiations between both sides are ongoing. I'm Alex McLennan, WDET News.